We'll hear argument now in the case of Guo Hua Huang against Gonzalez. Mr. Hawkins.
Please, the court. My name is Lawrence Hockert. I'm here representing Wang Ho Wang, petitioner. Mr. Wang is a resident, a citizen of China. He's a male.
You call him Mr. Wang? Has he Wang. Americanized his name?
I believe that's the correct Chinese pronunciation.
No.
Wang, H-U-A-N-G.
The family name in China is the first name. And well, it was Chairman Mao, not Chairman Deng.
Then perhaps the caption is wrong.
I just wondered whether he had Americanized his name order, which you
not
were
that
implying
I'm aware
he
of.
Had.
Not that I'm aware of.
Not that you're aware of.
I must say that it does lead sometimes to confusion where the Chinese put their surnames first. But in any event, Mr. Wang came to the United States with the smugglers. He made a discreet decision to come here. He paid a substantial sum of money. He paid over $40,000 to smugglers to come to the United States. When he arrived, he filed a petition for asylum. The grounds for the asylum petition were the fact that he was persecuted under the Chinese family planning policy. There was a hearing at which he testified that he had one male child and he and his wife determined that they wanted to have more children, and in December of 1999 had the IUD that was inserted by the Chinese family planning officials removed by a private physician. Shortly thereafter, in March of 2000, his wife became pregnant. When she became pregnant, she did not go to the family planning clinic for the regular visit that was required. And the family planning people indeed came to their residence looking for Mrs. Wang. At that point, wanting to have the child, Mrs. Wang moved to another village. However, she wasn't successful in avoiding the Chinese planning officials. And on May 15th, she was found and was taken to an abortion clinic and was given an abortion. Mr. Wang, shortly thereafter, left for the United States and subsequently filed his petition. The immigration judge determined that, or I should say, he made a specific determination that indeed Mrs. Wang was never pregnant and never had an abortion. That is contradicted by the only testimony in the case was Mr. Wang's, and the abortion certificate was never challenged as a valid certificate. The judge reasoned that because Mrs. Wang, at the time of the claimed abortion, was not examined to determine whether or not she was pregnant, therefore, it wouldn't have happened. Well, our position is this is purely speculative. We don't know. There was no testimony that Mrs. Wang wasn't examined. I don't even know that she may have told them that she wasn't examined, that she was pregnant. Furthermore, there's nothing in a record that indicates that it is a practice of the Chinese government to examine a woman to determine if she's pregnant, if indeed she hasn't come into the family planning clinic. So that our position is that the basic reasoning of the judge was purely speculative.
Mr. Wang leave China?
He left because he wanted to come so he could come to the United States and have children.
Well, what about his wife and child?
Well, if he was granted asylum, he would have the right to apply to bring his children here.
Okay, so is it just open and shut that he has, I know there's a statute, I don't know exactly what it says, about abortion.
Yes.
And both husband and wife.
Well,
But that's what he's banking on. I don't see anything that he's actually alleging any kind of personal persecution if he goes back, other than the fact they can't have more kids.
No, the abortion itself is considered to be
right.
That's right.
And, but that's what the whole basis of this is.
Yes. The whole basis of the claim is the abortion and the fact that the abortion was involuntary. And the rationale that it was involuntary is the fact that he had the IUD removed, an indication that he wanted to have children. And when the wife was found to be pregnant, that they moved yet to another village to avoid the detection so that, indeed, the pregnancy could come to fruition. I have nothing further to add on that point. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, counsel. Mr. Cunningham.
Good morning, Your Honor. May it please the Court, John Cunningham for the Department of Justice. I represent the respondent in this matter, Alberto R. Gonzalez. The issue in this case is whether substantial evidence supports the immigration judge's finding that the petitioner failed to meet his burden of proof with respect to his asylum withholding Convention Against Torture assertions. Insofar as the immigration judge found that the petitioner's testimony was weak, the testimony was untruthful, the testimony was incredible and implausible with respect to whether his wife actually, or whether she had a forced abortion or not.
And how was it incredible?
Well, it just seemed incredible to the immigration judge,
how?
I think.
Just tell me how it was.
Okay, well, the circumstances of how the Chinese family planning authorities learned of the of her whereabouts. They apparently moved from Lin Tian village to Guantao town, and all of a sudden on May 15th, while she's taking out the garbage, the family planning authorities, two women and two men.
No, that isn't true. The facts are that on earlier she had not reported for her investigation, her medical investigation.
That's not in the record that she did not. What he said, insofar as the Chinese family planning officials, because I wrote this down, came to a residence looking for her, I'm unaware of that being in the record, and I'm very familiar with the record. She had a quarterly she was required to go to the report, but they didn't come to her residence looking for her.
But she didn't report.
She did not report.
Right, and as a result of her not reporting, it isn't conceivable that that was made known to the authorities in the city that she's in.
It may have
that
been.
That throws up a red flag.
It may have been. They may have been have learned of, but I don't think that they learned
That's
about her.
That's logic, isn't it?
It there is some logic to that. They
Not
may
some.
Have,
that is logic.
Yes. The immigration judge didn't believe some of the stuff that the petitioner was testifying to.
And it looks to me like the immigration judge made up his mind. I know what I'm going to do, so don't confuse me with the facts.
Well, he listened to the testimony.
I just read this here.
He listened to the testimony of the petitioner. He also looked at the documentary evidence in the record, which indicates that in the Fujian province, forced abortions are not occurring. They're that's not the practice. They're using
and
education.
How much earlier was that report? 2.5 years?
There's three reports. There's the 1998 U.S. State Department report.
And that's what he relied on, wasn't it?
Well, that was one of the things that he relied on. There was a 2001 State Department report, and there's also a 2000.
What does the 2001 one say?
The 2001 report says that that they're using economic incentives to encourage family planning and not forcing them to have abortions.
It says specifically they aren't forcing.
Yeah. Yes. And they also says that they would counsel or
not what the
pressure
immigration judge said. The report I'm talking about.
Yes, the report. They're evidence of forced abortions. It's not. They're using economic incentives to.
I agree with that, but it doesn't say that they are not using forced abortions. Now that's a jump that you're making again.
Well, based upon the records, based upon this particular province, and if you look at the three reports, they're consistent. and that that's not the practice right now in that particular Fujian province, that they're not forcing sterilizations and forcing abortions. They're using education, propaganda, or economic incentives to, because they realize that forcing people to comply with having abortions is not working. It just isn't working in that particular. It's easier for them to use economic.
As I said earlier, it doesn't specifically say that.
Right.
Okay. Thank you.
What would his what would he have to show? I mean, you could argue with a sequence. The judge didn't believe it. He thought it didn't fit. There are others, it's plausible to puzzle something together where this could have happened. You're saying, well, he based it on the country report of both Canada and the United States. What would be enough to show that this sequence did happen? If there was enough, would he have gotten asylum?
I've thought about the case, and I've thought that if he put in an affidavit from his wife as to what occurred in the testimony, if that was in the record, which is not, that may have been enough for the immigration judge to grant him asylum. But
Something that simple.
Something that simple, yes, because often you see affidavits in the records in these cases where, someone's testimony is brought in. The evidentiary rules in an administrative hearing are not as stringent as in a criminal trial or a civil case, so that sort of stuff does come into the record quite frequently.
The judge seemed quite skeptical for whatever reason, credibility or something, and he spent $40,000 to get over here, which is really, the snakeheads are getting rich anyway. Also, I saw some report where there's 39,000 Chinese that are being detained because they won't take them back. Is that a fact?
I do not know that.
It was testimony before Congress and also a statement by Chertoff that there are 39,000 being, I don't know where they hold them, but the Chinese won't take them back.
I can't comment on that. I don't know.
You really don't know that?
I'm a detailee from the criminal division, the fraud section, to immigration. I've been detailed there for a year.
Well, I was hoping I'd find an expert here because I have an article that just the first, it says China is refusing to take back an estimated 39,000 citizens that have been denied immigration to the United States, clogging detention centers on the taxpayers' bill, Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff said Tuesday, and this is dated April 6th.
Well, Mr. Chertoff,
about that?
Mr. Chertoff would know more about that than I would.
No, I assume that.
Oh, that's surprising.
But at the same time, it's just a curiosity with me. What are they doing with these people that were saying got to go back and they're not going back?
Well, the only...
But you don't know. I mean, that's not a fair question to you.
I don't know. The only evidence that I know that there is some record in... Or there is some evidence in the record that people with seeking immigration in Canada, the Canadian report, which is dated 2000, the Canadian political counselor did interview the Canadian... He did go into the countryside and interview people that were trying to immigrate to Canada and were returned to China. So I think that some of them, at least in Canada, they're being returned. I don't know what the U.S.'s policy is.
Me neither. Well, it seems that something is obviously whatever these snakeheads tell them, maybe they're saying, and maybe that's what the IJ thought was going on here. But it just seems, given the law, that this is he doesn't believe him and comes up with these contradictions, whereas and I agree, an affidavit from the wife saying, yeah, all this happened and I had an abortion, because that certificate apparently doesn't hold up.
The abortion certificate, if you look at that the judge didn't believe that, because China, according to the 1998 U.S. State Department report, does not issue forced abortion certificates. Those are only issued in instances where you get a voluntary abortion because there's economic incentives, like time off from work and things like that, in connection with it. So it's a valuable document. Now, the very day of her abortion, on May 15, 2000, Mr. Huang went and asked the hospital for an abortion certificate. advocate. This is a man who supposedly wants to have more children. He's more concerned with getting that document, it appears, than which is a valuable document, which the judge also, in a footnote in his immigration judge's holding, he said, I'm not sure whether this is not just a story concocted by the snakehead to get him into the country.
Now, wait a minute. Why did he ask for it?
Why did he ask for it?
Didn't he say so that it could show that the that this was performed, and if there's any problem with it, that he can prove that it hasn't performed? The
but
certificate itself does not say one way or the other whether it was performed, does it?
No, it does not.
It's just blank in that respect.
But if you look at the 1998 State Department report, it says...
Now, we're in 2002 when this happens, though.
No, 2000 when the abortion happened.
All right, well,
not 2001,
2000. I'm off a year. I'm sorry.
Well, I would still say that that was documentation that the State Department report is something that the court could look at, the immigration judge in this particular case, and make a decision based upon that.
Why wouldn't the Chinese government hand this to her to prove that it was voluntary in their mind to show it? You think they would put down that they did it against the law?
I don't think that they would do that. I think they would put down if it. I would think they would put down. They would give her a certificate if she volunteered to have the abortion. They would give her a certificate because she could go and say to her employer or whoever, "Look, I've had an abortion. I'm entitled to so many days off of work, or I'm entitled to so many economic incentives, for cheaper groceries because I'm in compliance with the Chinese Family Planning Authority." Officials, what they want to do in this particular country.
So they didn't do that. They just gave her a simple one, not saying that she had an abortion or she didn't. Isn't that true?
Well, there's an abortion.
Oh, there's a yes or no answer. Isn't that true?
They gave her a certificate, yes.
Is that fine?
They gave her husband a certificate, not her.
The husband, right.
Did the judge make that finding that this certificate was authentic?
No, he did not.
Did he make a finding that he did receive it, or they gave it to him? I mean, this is back and forth. Is it an authentic certificate or not?
I don't know. I don't. It's in the record. The document's been translated into English. I can't read the Chinese. I
understand that, but somebody can.
None of us can. That's agreed.
Well, somebody can. Did anybody make that determination in challenging it?
Well, the immigration judge.
Or did he just assume it was authentic?
The immigration judge did not believe that she had an involuntary abortion. I think he believed that she had a voluntary abortion.
I see.
And that's what happened here.
I see.
And that's what the evidence shows, and based upon that, I would request that the court deny the petition.
So all things considered, it's your position that the IJ did conclude that she did have an abortion and got a certificate to prove it, but it was not involuntary.
The immigration judge did not know. He said she may not have had an abortion or she may have had an abortion. He doesn't know. I mean, the evidence isn't really clear on that. There's a certificate that says she had an abortion.
That's the point I tried to make with you. So you can't argue with that, that it was.
Well, the question is whether it's voluntary or involuntary.
Right.
And I think the evidence shows, based upon the record, that she voluntarily had an abortion, if in fact she had an abortion.
Okay. So
if
she had an abortion, it was voluntary.
In other words, you're not convinced she had an abortion.
I am not.
That's exactly what I said before.
And if she did have an abortion.
The certificate doesn't prove anything.
But if she did have an abortion, it was voluntary and she chose to have that abortion. Unless the counsel for the petitioner's speculation is that perhaps on the way there, when she was on the going taking the garbage out and they confronted her, she said, "Oh, by the way, I'm pregnant. She's 2 months pregnant."
Now, do you mean anybody would do that?
No one would do that.
Well, I mean, that's a dream now.
Well, she also like would that. They would the authorities just take her to the hospital and force her to have an abortion without first ascertaining whether she's pregnant in the first place? That doesn't make any sense.
Now, let's just go back again. She did not report earlier, 3 months earlier, for the routine examination. And that information is conveyed to these people who, in turn, are trying to enforce it.
The petitioner in this case testified that he suspected that they were suspicious of it, that his wife was pregnant. There's nothing in the evidence that shows that she was genuinely pregnant at all.
No, he didn't.
They knew that she was
pregnant. He suspected that because she didn't report to the three. He didn't say anything about that. You're adding to that.
Well, I'm based upon the record, I think based upon what is in the evidence, that he thinks that they were suspicious of his wife, that she was pregnant. Now, if you're suspicious of someone's wife and you're a family planning authority, wouldn't you want to ascertain or determine whether she's in fact pregnant in the first place as opposed to just taking her to the hospital and forcing her to undergo a procedure?
No, I'm sure they examined her first when they took her to the hospital.
We don't know that.
They usually don't operate till they examine. In hospitals across the world, I would imagine that's the procedure. They just don't cut and do exploratory surgery.
We don't know that because we don't have an affidavit from the wife who's living in China with the child, their
and
first son.
And that's what an opportunity that she should be have to prove it from her.
I think that the affidavit would have been important to the court. The more information that
then why didn't the judge ask for it?
The burden of proof is on the petitioner.
I know, but why not just say? Because his arguments here are so speculative, and there is confusion, why wouldn't he want to make a clear record?
He didn't believe the petitioner. He didn't believe the petitioner's story, the way it was inconsistent. The consistency of the story was lacking, the rationality of the claim. There were too many gaps in the petitioner's testimony.
I understand where you're coming from.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Anything other?
Thank you, Mr. Cunningham. Anything further, Mr. Hockert?
Yes, if I might. The question came up as to whether or not the family planning officials actually came to visit the wife. And it's reflected in the government's brief, but at page 59 of the record, I'll just read this very briefly. This is an answer by Mr. Wang. In the year 2000, because my wife failed to report for physical reexamination, so the family planning committee member, came to ask for her. And then she fled to Guangdong Town to stay with relatives there. So indeed, the testimony, and the only testimony, is that they came looking for her. And then as far as the State Department reports, the 1971 State Department report at page 173 says as follows: poor supervision of local supervisions who are under intense pressure to meet family planning targets sometimes results in abuse such as forced abortion and sterilization. Judge never considered that statement. That's what we contend is what happened here. He made absolutely no reference to it, and it's in the record. Thank you, Your Honor.
Mm-hmm. Thank you
very much. The case is taken under advisement.